On July 1st, Arlington Community High School officially becomes an Indianapolis public school again. That's 3 years after the state took control of the school and hired a charter school company to run it. The company, Tinley Accelerated Schools, has faced criticism for its hard discipline and high dropout rates. But Tinley also changed the school's culture. And as WFYI's Eric Weddle reports, students there are asking whether IPS can maintain the sense of community that's been established at the chronically failing school.
Christian Smith says he'll stay at the Northeast Side School for his senior year and become an IPS student. The Arlington basketball player hopes other classmates who follow suit can school IPS staff and new students in the way of Tinley. That means no violence, no shenanigans, and a serious focus on learning with an eye toward college.
It'll probably be like a little shift, but I'm pretty sure like it's going to be pretty much the same people that's been going here for like the past 4 years, so we already like accustomed to how Tinley ran through. It's going to keep it the same, I feel like, so that's what I'm saying.
But IPS officials don't know how many current Tinley students will stay at Arlington for the 2015-16 school year. That's because some students worry Tinley's culture of no-excuse discipline and academic expectations will vanish when IPS takes over again at Arlington. Tanisha Simpson, an incoming sophomore, has yet to decide if she'll remain or enroll somewhere else.
Many of the teachers are leaving this year, and I know like they taught well and stuff, and I don't know how these other teachers are going to be, especially it's going to be like an IPS kind of school, so I don't know how the academics is going to work out.
You know, you mentioned some people may think it's lame here because it's Tinley, and then you're mentioning you think IPS may not have good teachers. Do you think there's different kinds of stereotypes? What are the stereotypes for IPS?
I'm not sure. I don't think they're going to take it as serious as Tinley is because they're more accelerated than IPS schools.
Christian chimes in.
The teachers here, they really care, and they want you to stay on top of your grades. And IPS, I feel, sort of like it's just a job, so they're going to give you the work. And if you do it, you do it. If you don't do it, you don't do it. But here at Arlington, they try to make sure that you stay on top of your work, you do your work, they help you with your grades.
And do you think when IPS comes here that they will adopt those kind of measures to help students, or?
I don't really think so, because all the people that were making sure the measures or rules were enforced aren't really going to be here.
Yeah.
Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. I am Chancellor and Chief Executive Officer, Tinley Accelerated Schools.
A year ago, Robinson shocked the community when he told the State Board of Education that Tinley could no longer afford to run Arlington. Enrollment plummeted when the company took control of the school in 2012, as students and the funding linked to them left for other schools. The upheaval forced state officials to rewrite how school intervention works, but Robinson still believes the state can fix a failing school if it's funded properly and students are prevented from fleeing to another school. He also believes groundbreaking advances could happen in Arlington if the school, with its vast wings and courtyard, became a K-12 center, not just another high school.
It's just the right place to create a new model for urban education that isn't 1,000 poor teenagers who are struggling with underperformance, who are struggling with being underskilled, and trying to make life kind of happen. And so under the circumstances, I think there's a way forward that is better. I'm afraid that might not happen.
Happen at all or at that school?
It might not happen at that school.
There is the unmistakable feeling here that Tinley students and staff fear their advancements, no matter how small, will be forgotten or never even recognized when IPS takes over. As outgoing principal Alicia Hervey walks down the hall on the last day of school, she says some people don't realize how much Arlington's culture has changed. The hallways are empty because students are in class.
So the old Arlington, people would have thought 5 years ago there would have been kids everywhere. There's not a student in this hall. So we really take that seriously, right? But people's perception of Arlington is not this. People's perception is, oh, it's crazy, it's out of control. That's what's frustrating.
When the state releases the A to F grades for this school year, Arlington will again be an F, Hervey says. What that grades won't show, though, is how Tinley has driven students to succeed. That change, illustrated in a story about two students here, is one she hopes won't disappear with IPS.
Two girls were sent home, but they were in tears because they wanted to stay, because they need to pull up a grade to ensure that they pass their classes. I want them to feel that way a year from now.
I don't want them to be lackadaisical about learning. I don't want them to be apathetic. I want them to care as much a year from now as they care right now about moving on academically.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.
This is the first in a series of stories throughout this coming school year that will look at the transition of Arlington High School back to IPS. For more on this story, go to WFYI.org.